The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
With the demand for COVID tests surging greatly, the HSE has confirmed that it plans to distribute antigen tests to close contacts should testing exceed capacity. Now, to get some detail on how it'll work, I'm joined by the HSE's National Lead for Testing and Tracing, Niamh O'Byrne. Niamh, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what is the capacity currently for the only test that the HSE is routinely using, which is the PCR test?
So we surged our daily capacity to ultimately about 30,000 per day. And in the community settings, which is our swabbing sites, that's a maximum of somewhere between 20 and 22 per day.
20 and 22 per day. So should we get more than that, this is when antigen testing is going to kick in.
Yeah, that's right. For example, yesterday in our swabbing sites, we saw 16,000 people come forward for testing in those sites. So we expect that to rise as the week goes on. So it is likely then into early next week, we will exceed that 20,000 mark in the community testing sites and we'll begin to deploy antigen testing.
Now, we'll talk about the deployment of antigen testing in a moment, but that surge of people turning up at testing centres, are many of those just walk-in people who are concerned? Are most of them based on contact tracing?
They are a mixture. So there's about 30% self-refer online at the moment. About 30% actually show up at the test site as a walk-in. Some are travel-related, which is the day 5 test on returning from overseas travel. And then about 10% are GP and the remainder are close contacts. So it's a kind of mixture across all those different routes.
Okay, so I'm just wondering where the surge beyond the 20,000 mark might come from. Would it be from, you see, one of the issues, as you know well, a lot of people are asymptomatic, so they're not going to say, I'm feeling a bit off, because they're not, and yet they could be carrying it. So I'm just wondering where you expect the surge to come from. Will it be from people returning from foreign travel? Will it be the testers who are going to refer more and more people?
So it's a combination. So people are, we find the self-referral route is quite, people are quite symptomatic when they use that route. We get quite a high positivity level coming through, people referring themselves online. We do also notice as the cases increase, the number of people we refer as close contacts also increases. So that kind of 20% or to 30% per day that's referred as close contacts, that's the number when we pull that out of the testing numbers, we will drop the demand on the sites to enable us to be able to get to everybody very quickly. So that's kind of the plan. Now, what's also happening at the moment is certain sites will encourage people to use the online self-referral rather than walk-in. That just helps the site, helps them manage appointments, yeah, and it helps them speedily get to everybody.
Avoids queuing and so on,
and
which would be good. They can yeah, spread the load, as it were. Having had a PCR test some months ago now as a close contact, the one on the ERDS was brilliant, absolutely brilliant the way it was run. It was super efficient and very friendly and all the rest of it. I'm sure, though, with the load, that people get a bit frayed at this stage. It's been going on so long.
Yeah, it has been going. It has been going on a long time. But we have fantastic staff out in all of those centres. And you know, recently we've seen every week the number of swabs rising by up to 25% on every second Monday. You know, so it's actually what's happening there is that people then in the swabbing sites become they're great at the agility to respond to that, and they engage support from the National Ambulance Services, and they need so the Defence Forces to be able to meet the demand in different areas.
Now, how many of the people being tested do you think are, if you like, the walking well, and they're using the service as a kind of reassurance?
Less and less, I would say. There was a period of time where, particularly when we did a pop-up, we would actually ask the community to do that. Thematically, please come forward when we began the first ones, when we did that in March. At the moment, I'd say more and more are symptomatic, certainly over 60%. And we do have a rising positivity. So some of the sites on Sundays do now reach 25% positivity,
which is very high indeed. Now, we watched the rate of positivity go from a couple of hundred a day to over 1,000 a day. So I'm sure you'll be looking at that graph and therefore predicting when you're going to reach that watershed number of 20,000, wherein you start going to close contacts with home antigen tests. How soon do you think you'll reach that at the present rate of increase?
At the present rate of increase, we think we'll reach that early next week. So at the moment, for good planning, we would be expecting to deploy antigen at the beginning of next week.
Now, I've used antigen testing many, many times since the pandemic began, and it's a no-bother procedure. Different tests have slightly different techniques, but by and large, it's something that anyone can master very quickly. So what will happen if someone is deemed to be a close contact of a positive case? How will they access the antigen test? Will it be sent in the post by courier? You know, because every day is a lost is a day of potential infection.
Exactly. So the way it'll work is, as soon as we get the details that someone is a close contact, this happens at the moment, we text the person. That's actually very quick. And so at least they get a text, tells them they're a close contact. The next contact they will have from us will be a code to go and collect an antigen test kit from one of the testing sites. So we've currently sent 50,000 antigen tests around the country into all the different testing sites so they can hold stock. The person will be asked then to go to their local testing site and pick up a box of five. They're all in one kit, and five antigen tests, one will be a spare test. They will have a link then in their text messaging system, their phone, to tell them how to use them. So there'll be a link from our clinical lead, Dr. Greg Martin, and he will on video explain how to use the test and how to record the results. We're recommending to people over the age of 13 to do four tests, a day zero, a day five, a day seven and a day 10. So previously they would have gotten two PCR tests. So now we're asking them to do four nasal swab, home kit, antigen tests.
The EU okayed all of this back in December. It's taken us a long time to embrace the efficacy of antigen tests for determining when someone might be infectious, rather than someone having a shred of the virus either as it begins to infect or as it's fading from infection. That's what the PCR does. The antigen test, on the other hand, actually figures out that you're infectious now. So please isolate and don't meet people. That's what it does. Why do you think it's taken so long? Because minister after minister has been telling me that they're all in favour of antigen testing.
Well, we have had significant PCR capacity for the needs of our population. So as it has the best sensitivity and specificity, and the evidence on that's quite clear, that our clinical teams would prefer to use that test when it's available to them. So in this circumstance, there will be less PCR available to them. And you're also using it in a type of setting which is like an outbreak, because we would have higher positivity amongst close contacts. And if you're a household close contact, the likelihood is maybe up to 30% positivity. So you're using it in a circumstance where you've rising prevalence in the country, you have close contacts using it who are more likely to be positive, and people being more symptomatic. So all the conflation of all of those and the amount of times we're asking people to do the antigen test increases its sensitivity. And we have seen research, particularly in the UK and Scotland, where people get quite used to using these tests, they get quite good at it, and also that the likelihood of the positive being a true positive rises with that circumstance of high prevalence and frequency.
We talked on this programme, Aneve, about the odds of actually getting two antigen tests wrong. You know, there obviously is a possibility in every test that some of them won't give you the correct answer. But if you do two of them in a row, the odds of actually getting the result wrong is like one in many millions. That's what happens. So obviously, if you're doing one on a Monday and one on a Friday or whatever, and then one on, it's going to tell you the story, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, we'll be very confident that in that period of time, we'll have doing four tests over that period of time. The high likelihood is that you'll get very close to matching the sensitivity of a PCR test in that environment. Yeah. So we're quite comfortable that this will help us identify cases, and we will, of course, PCR and confirm that person so that they can come into our contact tracing system.
Many people have privately been using these because, as you know, famously they were made available by one of the international supermarket chains at a very, very modest cost. And they did it not because the HSE asked them, but they did it for their own reassurance. And yet constantly we had the so-called experts in NPHET pouring cold water on the government's own report from Professor Ferguson and trying to undermine the very reassurance that people were taking. I mean, this has been a bit of a slow snail race towards antigen testing, isn't it?
I think it's all about things at the right time. And this seems to be the right time now for us for antigen testing. And in addition to close contacts, we are about to commence two pilots. One is in early years, which is in creches, and the second is in higher level, which is in a number of counties. We're going to start to deploy in their third level institutions, not just university, but third level.
Hang on, but my Minister Simon Harris announced a pilot program, I think, about 3 months ago. And then it was announced again, and then it was announced again, and now you're announcing it again.
It's a different one. We are working with Simon Harris on his programme also, which is across a couple of the universities. We're going a little broader into some of the third level colleges, and that is starting in the next week or so. We're ready to deploy that. Everything is ready to go. So we should be able to start to see those results coming through from that in the month of July and August to help us understand how best to deploy them when it comes to September.
Now, there are some healthcare workers, we're told, who are still not vaccinated. Will they be tested routinely?
And that's a matter for the hospitals on an individual level. They do have capacity for antigen testing, but they do also have a lot of capacity for PCR testing. Nationally, we have 6,000 a day within the acute system, which so far has been enough for them.
Okay, but do they test people? I mean, the whole idea of the antigen test is that every single day someone going into a nursing home, for example, if they weren't vaccinated, should be tested. Do you know, are they doing that? Because I wouldn't want an unvaccinated healthcare worker on the ward, full stop.
I don't know at an individual site level what they're doing. I do know they've access to both and they would have high vaccination levels also in their staff.
OK, and obviously this is not your particular responsibility, Niamh, so I shouldn't be pressuring you on that one. But something coming from listeners, you know, this kind of attitude from Kian, is it not dangerous for people to be self-testing? I would rather a medical professional doing it. Now, I don't go along with that view, but that is Kian's view and that is how he feels. What do you say to people like Kian?
So what we learned again from our we were speaking with our colleagues in Scotland. They have done a tremendous amount of antigen testing, and the new kits are quite simple. They're nasal swabs, so they're not the nasopharyngeal swabs that happen when you go to a testing site today, which are more invasive swab. So they tell us that the sensitivity level between it being delivered by a healthcare professional and the person themselves is practically identical. And so we're quite comfortable with that people will get used to them. And they're quite a simple swab to use, and it's just a nasal cavity swab. So we do feel with between the videos and the tests kits themselves being having been modernised to be able to do it quite simply, that people will be OK doing it.
All right, Niamh, well, that will be rolling out. You anticipate, looking at the numbers and the curves and the graphs and so on, that might actually happen as early as next week. So, Niamh O'Byrne, HSE's National Lead for Testing and Tracing, thank you very much for joining us.